Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast, and I'm your host, Lara Marie Shanghals. Okay, I'm really excited actually about my guest right now because he's a return guest, but new to SUP, but you might recognize him from Pumped Podcast. It's Robesman.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on.
I get nervous. I just got nervous.
You did get nervous. You were so relaxed in the zone, and now you're like okay. A little nervous.
Yeah,
it's okay, though.
Where's the other guy?
Oh, you're trying to turn it around on me and start drama?
Last time there was another guy.
There was a guy and a girl.
Holy shit.
You're shady as fuck.
And are they doing doing other podcasts?
They're doing another podcast, yeah.
You guys still friends?
We
Damn. Yo, you guys Yo. Okay.
You're starting a serious Welcome amount to of drama tonight.
Listen.
I like it in the spirit.
Drama, yeah, no, listen. I had good interactions with them, and I think I've only heard like secondhand, thirdhand, or maybe I just read an Instagram post, or maybe I just pieced the story together or whatnot. But I think eventually, you know, the fans of the podcast become fans of the hosts.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So low key, this is kind of about you too.
I like, it is about me, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's why I needed my own venue.
Having your own outlet is a good thing, I think. Look, the Eagles broke up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got back together. Like, it's like, you never know. You never know. It's okay to do a solo proj.
I'm really feeling it for myself. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you
instantly.
Were going to start some shit. Not instantly. I was like wondering when it would be, but you got like right off the bat.
I was so serious last time I was on the podcast.
You were so serious.
Like, wouldn't even drink.
You would not drink. You Let's... had your laptop on your lap, like pulled up. Yeah. I didn't get to see like the screen of it,
Taking
but I assume it was like
notes.
A Google Doc full of notes.
Furious notes.
Yeah.
I didn't use Google Docs at that time.
It was Microsoft Word.
It was an email to myself.
A draft.
It was a draft.
Yeah. I like that.
But because I came over to whose place was that at the time?
That was Craig's.
Craig's place in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Kind of a weird place, not going to lie. Had a weird vibe. I thought it was your place. I just was like...
It was not my place.
Matt Lally. We call him Matthew Midnight. Or he calls himself Matthew Midnight. Was on your podcast 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Fantastic episode.
It was
the kid
a great
is,
episode.
An absolute genius.
He
He's
is.
The smartest waiter/writer I know. slight shade. He didn't shout me out. That's why I said I introduced him to you and he didn't shout me out. So the whole time I'm like, all right, Matt, here it comes.
You're waiting for it.
Here it comes, man. He acted like you guys had been like homies from the start. But the first time you met was Coachella last year.
Yeah, it was at Coachella. And the only reason I knew him at the time was because I knew he was like your bro.
He's my boss.
Yeah, I know. And so, and then I also knew, I think that you had said or told me that he was also obsessed with Vanderpump Rules. So
we're grown men and I've never had a stronger bond with anybody in my life than him.
He's like the Tom to your Tom.
I'm obsessed with him. Yeah, he's the Tom to my Tom. But if he had a chance to start a restaurant, he would be in. You know, mm-hmm. We would be like, duh, we're doing this. Like,
why don't you guys do that?
Because he has to live in New York. And literally the reason he has to live in New York is because it feels like home to him. He feels more comfortable there.
Yeah,
like,
he was saying that.
I'm like, yeah, Matt, always do what's comfortable in life. That's a great way to live your life. Just stay comfortable.
Why not rise to the challenge?
Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I told him he needs to come out here.
Matt and Robes? Yeah, honestly, what the fuck? All right, don't get me started on this.
We can circle back to it. Wait, I want to know, this is like a good segue into a question that I had prepared for you.
Yeah.
Which was, so you run with like a tight group of guy friends.
Super tight.
They're tight. And I wanted to know, like, where you, like, if you had to say, I am this Vanderpump Rules character, like, I am this bro in this group of bros, who would you be in your personal group?
I would be mostly, I would probably be Sandoval minus the, like, needs to have a girl at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, minus the codependency.
Okay.
So, because
I can see some Sandoval.
Because I would be the one, like, seeing big picture, trying to get my Lisa partnership off the jump, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I show up to work, I go hard, I take my responsibilities, like, at work seriously, don't fuck around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, but I don't need a girlfriend. I accidentally got one.
You got one?
I don't want, I, yeah.
You have a girlfriend now?
It's so weird.
You were
weird.
Single last time.
I was single
People
last
commented
time.
On that.
I was single last time. And then this girl I've known for 3 years, who's always been like the girl in our group that everyone's like, she's like untouchable, you know, mm-hmm. like that girl. So I didn't even make a move or whatever. I just figured like, there's no way I'm getting this girl.
Yeah.
So I hooked up with a few of her friends or whatever and just figured, you know, she was out of the, all of a sudden she just likes me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm like, exciting.
Let's date.
I love that. How long has it been?
3 weeks. I mean, a week. I don't know.
No.
Really, really new. Super new. Super new.
That's exciting.
Exciting, scary, fun. You just, you know.
Just lean into it.
Yeah.
That's exciting and interesting. You've hooked up with a lot of her friends. That's a very, like, Vanderpump vibe.
It is.
But I also think that that's kind of, like, whatever, you know?
I thought, yeah, I just figured when a girl is kind of, like, the hot one in the group or whatever, like
the number one girl in the group,
the alpha girl.
Yeah.
Right. And you hook up with some of the, oh God, this is so horrible. I just thought in general,
you if, took us here, not me.
I just thought in general that girls have this, oh fuck, I'm getting myself deep. I thought girls had a girl code or whatever, but maybe they don't. I don't know.
Like
I just,
a don't hook up with the same guy code.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I fucked myself. She's great.
You're all twisted up in the game right now.
I know.
But it's okay.
So
I love that. Well, congratulations.
I want to set the scene, though, because we're not at Craig's apartment.
We're not. We're at your apartment. Okay, wait. So you heard Matt on my podcast, and he was like, oh, your apartment. This is a great apartment. And then you were like, oh,
yeah, I was like, I was like, where were you at, dog? All due respect. Because I'm not living all in the lap respect. Of luxury. I got a popcorn ceiling, you know? It's trash. Like, I mean, I got space and like,
yeah,
my own spot.
You have a lot of artwork
and parking and like once you get inside here, it's fine. But like the hallway is not like winning any awards.
The hallway confused me.
Yeah.
I almost went up like a dark flight of stairs.
Yeah. You had to go through like a fire exit. To
yeah. I was like, is there an alarm? Is an alarm going to sound like
yeah,
it was
everyone stops at that door. Everyone
yeah. I had a lot of questions and then I was like, just push through. And get to the other side.
I think that says a lot about you.
Yeah.
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 Very cool.
It's all a metaphor, you know?
When you met Matt at Coachella,
mm-hmm.
did you guys, were there sparks? So you feel like maybe you and Matt vibe?
We really got on a level about Vanderpump Rules. Like, talked intensely about it, and I was like, I really want this guy to be on my podcast.
Again, he was more nervous than me. Like, he couldn't sleep the night before.
Get out of here.
He told me that he's like, okay, so Matt parties kind of hard or used to. And yeah. Now he, like, cut it out. And, yeah. Like, he's, like, having, like, he'll have, like, a shot of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, like, a Shea level. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, he's not an actual addict. Or maybe he is, but he can actually control it, strangely. I don't know how this works.
He can just, like, get a buzz.
He's able to have one shot and stop, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if he has, like, two, then it's gone, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, like, the night before we were out at, like, a Mike Jones concert at the Echoplex. And he's like, dude, man, it was, like... Because he was staying with me when he was out here. He's
yeah.
like, dude, you know how it's like when you set the alarm and then like, you know, you keep waking up early before and check in because you're nervous or whatever. I didn't get a good night's sleep, you know, like he hustled over and everything like that. And
it was great. He's great.
Well, he also, the first time I did your podcast, we watched the episode at Craig's before we did the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's why mm-hmm. I brought the laptop to take notes.
Okay.
However.
So studious.
Took
oh
notes
my
again.
God, I was wondering if you were going to take notes.
I got to.
Okay, I love that.
I got to.
This is a notebook. This is like even more thoughtful. Do you listen to this podcast or only when your bros are on?
I listen to like here and there,
mm-hmm.
but like when Matt's on, I like deep dive and I'm going to go back and like listen to like the full Wardell.
He cracked me up, by the way, because he is like,
was he high?
I don't know. Maybe it's possible. I think also I expected him to know a lot more about the show. And then it turned out like he really didn't know anything. But it was also just like amazing to see him discover certain things for the first time, like the cast, like social media stuff. And like, it's just like. It's like this like virginal discovery of Vanderpump Rules, which
oh,
is kind
yeah.
of what everyone goes through that when you first get turned on to this
yeah.
like world and you're just like, what the fuck?
He's absolutely hilarious and he'll have really amazing takes on any subject. You just have to get him focused on that subject.
Cause, yeah. But cause he
again,
was not an expert. He was not like
not.
You or Matt.
Well, how do you think the show is right now? Like, what season are we on?
We're on season 5. I don't love it as much as I loved like season 2, in my opinion, is like a perfect season of reality TV and was the best season of Vanderpump Rules.
Season 2, the big moments were what?
Season 2 was like Kristen and Jax got exposed.
Oh my God.
You cannot beat that. Like season 1 was incredible.
Well, okay.
Because you're just like, whoa, these people are dark and like, what are their lives? And like, what are they even doing? And then it's like you can kind of be into it but take it or leave it, and it's like I'll watch it again
yeah.
but who knows. Season 2 comes along and it's like, wow, these people are like even darker because it's season 2 of their lives that are still the same, but we get to see more, and like their relationships are so fucked up. And then suddenly a bomb is dropped, which oftentimes in reality TV, like I feel like someone will try and expose someone and it never goes anywhere.
Right.
Like,
or it feels forced. It feels fake.
Yeah.
Or someone cooked it up. Or.
And I was like, when Katie was like, well, Kristen fucked Jax, I was just like, sure she did. Like,
yeah,
we'll never know. And then it turned out that not only did she, like they both admitted it, like told everyone, everyone got in a fight. And it was just like. Mind-blowing. I was like, this is
absolutely
actually
mind-boggling.
The payoff was so good. And then now this show has gotten to a place, and what I don't love about it is like it's gotten away from that. And like the perfect example of that is this season where like Tom and Katie are having all these problems because apparently he like fucked this girl in Las Vegas and he won't admit it. And normally like if we were playing in season 2 land, he would admit it. There would be like some huge thing. Maybe she would even come on the show, like fly in and like have a cameo. But he doesn't admit it. She doesn't press him to admit it. And then it's just like, okay, like bottle it up. Like let's get married. And that's why I think we're evolving away from like.
The only cool thing that could happen in season 6 is Shay kills somebody and then this Vegas chick flies in. She's like, hell yeah, I fucked Tom. And he's like, hell yeah. Divorces Katie, marries Vegas chick.
I need Vegas chick to like make a cameo. If Miami Girl could make a cameo.
Oh, Miami Girl was so fire.
Miami Girl was everything. And like,
God.
If she can get into the mix, I think Vegas Girl should show up.
I love Miami Girl. What is she doing now? You still follow her at all?
I don't follow her, no. I never followed her.
I think she was literally the only one I ever followed. I think I think that's the only one I was like, yep, that's the one I want to talk to.
She's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I never followed her, but I'd love to, I mean, I'd even love to see her again, like, weigh in.
Okay, so you think season two of Vanderpump Rules is the best season of reality TV ever?
It's one of the best seasons of reality TV.
Like, I definitely agree.
It would go in my top tier of, like, favorite reality TV shows.
Right up there with Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore is a total duh. Like, that
it's crazy
most...
zeitgeist now, too, especially on Twitter, like, the memes. I think that Vanderpump might get there, like, in, like, you give it 5 or 6 years to simmer. And I think that, like, some of these interactions, they're going to have, like, the meme format with, like, you know, Jack saying something and having the words on the bottom. Like Ronnie talking to Sammy being like, she's like,
Ron,
Sam, why,
stop.
Sam, why are you so mad? I just made fun of your big toe. It's a real sensitive subject for me, Ron. You know, like.
See, it's interesting that you say that, because I was just talking to some people about this tonight and, like, Vanderpump Rules is still niche in a lot of aspects. It's not like Jersey Shore took over the world.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone watched that show.
Yeah, good point, good point.
And it didn't necessarily start out that way. Like, I watched Jersey Shore from, like, the jump. I was just like, this is incredible. Like, and then a few weeks later, like, everyone was watching it. I feel like Vanderpump Rules, it could get there. I feel like maybe,
like, at a small level.
But I think
it
needs, like, it needs some, it's not in, like, the wider pop culture or cultural awareness.
Laguna Beach, Into the Hills, Into the City was a great, like, trifecta, and, like, the city being the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Shore was great, and then, like, all the spinoffs were kind of trash, you know. It was cool because The Hills actually was almost, like, tighter than Laguna Beach, you know, like, almost, like, I mean, and I say almost because it probably just was tighter, you know.
It was,
they're just different shows,
like, but you got to see them, like, level up.
Yeah, and hopefully, like, Tom and Tom, the new show or whatever the fuck it is, can be, like, great, like, them actually, like, with money now, like, doing, like, tighter shit or, like, gaudy shit or whatever, you know? Like, hopefully that can be, like, the next evolution of this.
I feel like it could be. Like, now, especially after watching this episode, it's definitely setting up a world in which, like, now we're going to get to, like, see this restaurant happen.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird with Vanderpump because, as the seasons go on, they get more self-aware, like, and like, you guys are roasting Stassi pretty good. You and Matt were talking about her, and, like, but you talked about how she kind of represents, like, middle America, whatnot, like, they can aspire to that or whatever. But, like, I don't know, like, It's weird because, like, of the girl characters, like, who do we care to follow whose path? Like, even Ariana, for some reason, like, feels cold-blooded in a sense. Like, there isn't that one girl on the show that you're, like, you're rooting for. Like, you root for Sammy.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange.
Yeah. There's even, like, that's, like, as lovable as, like, a Snooki.
Yeah, that's the weird part about the show is that, like, every girl has, like, some weird extra baggage that makes it, like, I don't know, like,
it is the interesting thing about the show too is, like, the bro love with each other and their relationships I feel like are much stronger and substantial in a way than the female relationships.
Yeah, which on Jersey Shore was probably, like, similar, you know, but, like, there were definitely, like, Jaywon, Snooki and stuff like that. I agree. But, like, again,
and, like, Snooki, and it was Dina, right, that came in, like, the other.
Yeah. The meatballs.
Yeah. The meatballs.
When Snooki got really punched, you're like, oh, my God, like, we got to defend her. But, like, if any girl on Vanderpump got, I mean.
Oh, my God. If a girl on Vanderpump got punched, it would be the best day of everyone's lives.
It would be weird. I mean, I don't want violence.
I'm not, like, advocating that someone go punch them. I'm just saying, if it happened and the show was filming and it, like, we happened to see it, it would be incredible. You're uncomfortable with that. It's
fine. We can't talk about violence. That's really women. I respect all women. Let's get to the notes. Let's break
Indeed.
It down.
Indeed. Okay, what do you have first?
The opening.
This is turning into your podcast now, by the way.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Robesman podcast at robesman.com. So when this show opened up, it was a wedding. Y'all, as if you might have noticed. And there was a guitar song, you know?
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I was like, cut to Shay, cut to Shay, cut to Shay. Like, just Shay, like, in a minstrel outfit, like, just plucking that guitar away.
If
I was like,
only. That would have been a way that he could have, like, made himself more useful.
Well, I don't think he even knows how to play the guitar.
You don't think so?
I mean, he's in the stew, but, like,
in the studio so much, I would have thought that he would have learned how to play the guitar by now.
Why is your studio on Skid Row? No, we have to have respect for Shay, because, honestly, I think that if he actually saw Dr. Drew, like, it would help a lot.
Mm-hmm. It would help a lot.
Schwartz doing the tear-up and then the re-pull out of the vows.
That was classic Schwartz, by
the
way.
That was classic Schwartz. I was like, oh, God, he did that. Oh, he did it again.
Like, okay, but, like, can we talk about the vows? Because,
of course,
to me, and I was, like, bumping on this while they were talking about it, but their vows were very much, like, we had, like, the shittiest time as a couple.
Yo.
And we had to burn our relationship down to, like, get to this point. And for me, personally, I'm, like,
not trying to hear that at a
wedding.
I'm
not trying to hear that at a wedding ever. But I'm also like, if I heard that at a wedding, I'd be like, why are you getting married? Like,
red
the
flag.
Whole point of dating is to, like, if you have to burn it to the ground, you then stop dating and you don't marry each other.
Yeah. I mean, relationships and eventually are work. That's just all it is and whatnot. So, like, but, like, I know that they know the work that went in between both of them. But, like, don't go heavy on the wedding speech when you're trying to convince a, you know, because there's going to be a part, or normally in a wedding, there's like, any objectors? And they'd be like, wait, what were those vows again? Like, go over that part about burning it down again, bro.
But also, it's like, okay, you just filmed an entire season of a reality show you're on that focused heavily on how dysfunctional your relationship is. Like, that's seemingly like the thesis of this season is like Tom and Katie's relationship.
Yeah.
Just very TBD. So you would think that like when you finally get to the wedding that's been like, will they or won't they, or are they going to do it? Are they not? That you would avoid like referring back to all the problems and then just focus on trying to be like, I love you so much. I'm so happy to be doing this. And like, just lean into that.
Yeah. And like, and even when she like got, she was in the confessional and she's like, I'm married, bitch, you know, like had the ring and stuff like that. I think I have this big problem with like when girls and they're like, we were together 6 years ago, and it was Stassi talking, and she's like, we were together 6 years ago talking about, like, what are the guys thinking about? But, like, we're looking at wedding dresses and stuff like that. And my whole shit is, like, when girls get fixated on marriage, it's like you're focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You should be focused on finding a life partner, not the ultimate goal of just being married to be married. And that's, like, where so many fucking things go wrong, where, like, people are like, I gotta get married. It's like, no, you need to find someone that you're very compatible with, that you want to spend the rest of your life with, who's going to be your partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should be happy about. But they, like, when they just go too hard in the marriage part, it's like chill. Like, that's a weird insecure status thing that they think changes everything or whatever. Like, again, like,
and
I think
that's just going to lead to you making like a choice for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I'm just like, the whole thing makes me really uncomfortable, and it also makes me uncomfortable. Like, I will say, like, I think the wedding looked pretty fun after the ceremony. Like,
I hate weddings, but I mean, like, yeah, that was fun.
That was
a normal ass wedding.
As far as I guess weddings go,
yeah,
like,
that was nice. It was nice.
Yeah,
totally.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, I think weddings like suck. I don't want to go to weddings.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I feel like they're trying to like sell us this like love story and like that love conquers all. And I'm just like, you're destroying the way I look at love.
Well, I mean, if Tom's vows are to be like listened to like closely, it's like maybe like work conquers all or something like that. Like, they put in a lot of work for this and they're gonna have to keep working at it,
burning
so,
it down,
yeah,
and rebuilding it conquers
he
all.
Said in his vows, he goes, he moved west to pursue his dreams. What did he come out here for? Was it acting or
modeling? Well, I think he was in medical. He was like pre-med before he then started modeling.
Okay.
He might have like left a college scenario to then model.
Okay.
Or maybe it like graduated college and then instead of like going on to medical school, modeled.
And he roasted Jax in his vows.
Wait, what did he say?
He just was like, I don't know. That was just a note. I didn't have a note. He roasted Jax in his vows. LOL. Like, I forgot exactly what he said, but like literally he like, took part of his vows to talk about his boy over there, you know?
Wait, also, can I point out, this is not in the vows, but like a
surrounding wedding? Oh, no. I remember what he said. He said something like, some of my friends told me that, like, love only lasts one night, Jax. You know? And then Jax is like, oh my.
Wait, and also, like, Jax was pretending to cry, but not crying.
Does Jax think he's Gaston?
Like, I think so.
That's so tight.
Yeah. Jax, like, puts on this kind of show, but you can tell he just, like, doesn't connect.
He fake broke up with his girl at a wedding.
That's
thinking that's
incredible.
Okay and funny. And then, like, told her right after that, no, we're definitely getting married, babe. Which, again, is, like, a total crazy lie. Like, what?
I believed him, too, when I watched this episode for the first time. I was like, oh, my God,
holy shit.
Look at this
notice. Jax is a savage, and then, like, 85 underlines. I thought he was actually doing
it. I truly was like, oh, my God, this is happening. Yeah, he totally would. He would have no problem. And then it was just a lol.
Jax, if you're listening, that's a problem, that people think that you would actually do that.
He's like, no, I love you. You saved my life. If I was going to marry anyone, it would be you. Which is, like, always what you want to hear.
Oh, right. I forgot he had the caveat.
Yeah. But, like, okay, back to Tom and, like, his, like, wedding shenanigans. Someone texted me today, and she was like, Tom gave his mother a diamond ring before the wedding, and then after he said his vows and kissed Katie, walked down the aisle and kissed her and walked the rest of the way. Does that strike you as weird, or do you...
Tom gave his own mom a diamond ring?
Yeah.
Like, bought her ring, too?
Yeah. Or gave her, like, a Kyle Chan design. Like, who knows? They probably just get those, like, handed out to them or for a discount.
And when he was walking down, I saw him kiss. That was his own mommy kiss?
Mom, yeah. But then he gave her, I think at the rehearsal dinner the night before, he, like, gave her a diamond.
Yeah, I mean, he's mama's boy, right? And so, like, now Katie's his new mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's, like, also got his old mom or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
When he kissed his mom, like, after the wedding, I was kind of like, But then I didn't really think about it until she texted me, and then I was like,
your homegirl's like, he's still breastfeeding, huh?
Adult male breastfeeders.
Damn. Nah, I don't know. Like, that's just, like, he needs to be taken care of by women.
He does. What was interesting, too, is, like, how Kristen was talking about Tom and Katie, like, the genesis of their relationship. And she's like, when Tom met Katie, he, like, chased her so hard and just, like, followed her around and was always texting me being like, does she like me? Does she like me? And I was like, whoa, that's wild to hear.
Yes, but it's from Kristen, so who knows how much is real. Like, she has to insert
and
herself,
like,
and make
weeping,
it about her. Yeah.
Like weeping in a way that it's like, what is this tapping into in you that you're having this emotional of a reaction?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I was like, Kristen, like, her whole, like, psychological makeup fascinates me to no end.
I love how Matt is down for Kristen.
Matt's so down for Kristen.
Like, wow. Holy
shit. He loves
shit.
Her. The way she smokes cigarettes and, like...
And the way she blasts cigs. Tom Sandoval wiped his tears with the dog.
Iconic.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm glad you noticed that.
I noticed that. Sandoval is king, I think.
Well, he's just, like, so emotional.
He's so emotional.
He loves
he's
to
like,
cry. Like,
super engaged.
What do you say? If there's anyone I'm going to procreate with, it's going to be you, Ariana. She's like, what the fuck? Like, she like.
What do you think about? Do you think that she like really like? Do you think Sandoval is the one for her?
No, I think she's going to sabotage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that she like. I don't think that it's like a long term thing for them.
No, she's going to sabotage. She can't handle true intimacy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean that's the vibe I get is like that, like she probably likes it up into a point and then she'll probably sabotage and just get out.
What I am interested in about her is like, and what I kind of like call a little bullshit on is that she talks a big game about not wanting to get married and like have kids and like blah blah blah, and like I've definitely personally felt that at times. But I feel like underneath all that, there is a vibe where I'm like, if I'm at the right person, like I'm open to whatever. But it needs to be like,
yeah, the I'm never gonna get married is like her emergency exit, yeah. Emergency exit, just in case it feels like it might get too close, then she can get out. And so she is like putting that out there constantly,
mm-hmm.
because again, she doesn't like she. I don't know what's her parent situation.
I think. Did she have, like, I think her father died, maybe?
I think there's always something. Yeah, there's always something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just avoid that real connection because that's the last time you had a real connection. You got super hurt or whatever.
Yeah, interesting. Also, kind of sad.
Yeah, totally. But again, that's not to say it's definite. There's also a point where like they get in, like she gets into therapy deep, mm-hmm. works out her issues, figures out that she's trying to avoid this real intimacy and she has an actual connection and this is her guy, and then like goes through with whatever kind of like long-term commitment that'll make him comfortable. Because I think a lot of times marriage is just like someone, it's a compromise. Like someone's like, I really want to get married. And the other person's like, I don't understand why that's important. And they go, it's just important to me that we make this, you know, public commitment to each other. And they go, okay, fine. Because I want to be committed to you and I am committed to you. If you want it to be public, let's go do it.
Yeah.
That's marriage. It's just mm-hmm. like, it's all a compromise.
I think her and Tom Sandoval have like the bones of a good relationship between them.
Totally. It's like literally like really 92% there. Too. It's like,
yeah.
You know, there was, I mean, wasn't there?
There was a weird moment this season where they were like they were having, I hate to use this term, but it's the only thing that comes to mind right now, a flare up, if you will.
Yeah.
Of like when she was doing the cocktail book or like cocktail videos and then yeah. he was kind of like injecting himself yeah. too much, and then there was like real a lot of weirdness and tension that we've never really seen before with them as a couple.
Yeah, and I get that because she's like the INDEPENDENT. Do you know what I mean, man? And like that's like her thing is like she, you know, whatever. So I get that also. I get a dude like being too much and not realizing he's being extra and like having to back off or whatever. Let your girl do her thing. But when they started dating, that was like Tom was with Kristen.
Tom was with Kristen and
Kristen suspected Ariana.
Kristen suspected.
They said they only made out, right?
They said they only made out. I think in Vegas, right. Which everyone knows, no one just makes out, especially in Vegas.
But here's the fucked up thing, is that you and I and everybody out there has at one point literally just made out.
That's true.
And that's the fucking problem with that, like we only made out excuse, is that 99% of the time it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always that 1% that was like, yeah, there was that one girl that like, no, we just made out. Like that was it, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes like I want to believe like X-Files.
I do too sometimes, but.
But again, like what I'm saying is that like when a relationship starts with that was.
When a relationship starts with an infidelity, and I think yes. that they was like, I think everyone except for them has really like accepted the fact that they were sleeping together and he was cheating on Kristen with her. I'm kind of, if you're going to say like if a relationship starts with infidelity, it most likely like.
Well, no, it's not a great start.
Yeah.
It's you're working against some odds. And then also. When how long have they been together for? How many years?
They've been together, what, since like, probably like 3 years or 4 years maybe?
When you have one person constantly saying like no to marriage, another person like maybe thinking it's important, that's a pretty big thing. And also kids too. If one person is totally against kids, another person is like thinking about them, another big disparity. They got some shit to work out before they go the distance.
Yeah.
If they go the distance.
I know. And 3 years is a long time to be with someone if like you're wanting to get married and like they're like totally like, no, I don't want to get married or have kids.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Added pressure of the show, all that shit.
Maybe we'll see in the Tom spin.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long-haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Tom did like ad-libs during Katie's vows. She was like, I love you so much. He's like, word. She's like, I think you were put on this earth for me. He's like, straight up. like he was like replying, because like he had like real thoughtful ones, and then she had like the trash ones, like you were put on this earth for me. It was a strange one to me.
The one thing too which was wild is like, I guess she was speaking to their relationship being hard, and like she was like, there was a time where I thought I was gonna lose you, and like that made me really sad because like I couldn't imagine my life like without you. And I'm just like, it throws up so many red flags for me, and it just like reinforces, I think, the like most of the audience thought that these people are getting married for like the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I've never been to a wedding where any vows or anything has been talked about rocky shit. I've always been at weddings where it's like, from the moment I met you, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's always been, even if there's been breakups, they don't talk about them. Because
that's
it's
like
kind of a personal thing,
but that you talk about.
But maybe because they're in a public setting and a public show, and everyone kind of knows, they just thought to address it. I don't know. But again, like, I've had a friend. I think everyone's allowed one breakup. I think my mom and dad had a breakup. My sister and her husband had a breakup.
Sometimes
one of my
it
best
can be
friends.
Good.
Yeah, one of my best friends and his girl who now had a breakup. So I think that's totally normal in a relationship. If it gets to be too many or too mm-hmm. much fighting or whatever. Then it's a red flag. But I think that, like, I like this theory that, like, the first 6 months should be easy breezy.
Yeah.
It should, like, feel natural, easy, fun. And then you can get some heaviness and work out some shit and maybe have a little separation to realize, okay, we have to be together. But, again, focusing on it at the wedding is pretty wild.
It's crazy wild.
Crazy wild.
It's crazy wild. Katie's bouquet really grossed me out.
See, I don't notice shit like that.
It was like bejeweled. It was like flowers, but then with like all these like kind of like plastic jewels, like hot glued in or something.
Maybe it was a Wednesday wedding special bouquet.
It was.
Ever been to a wedding on a Wednesday? Have you?
Never.
Me? I didn't even know they allowed
that. That's a classic Vanderpump move, though, is like throwing a big event on a weekday at like 11 a.m.
Holy shit. Where was that location?
By some train tracks somewhere.
You don't know?
The wedding location?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like somewhere in California.
Wasn't
I
it
think.
North? It looked like north
I think
for
it's,
some reason.
Yeah, like north. I mean.
Was it Santa Barb?
It was
inlet.
It was like far away, I think.
Bakersfield.
Azusa. No, that's desert.
Victorville. I don't know. Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice location. I love when, I mean.
Really?
It's fine. It was fine. It was like, I like when weddings have the, I'm a sucker for the hanging string of lights that has a light bulb, you know, every 2 feet.
Oh, yeah. Love those.
Like from Big Fish, that movie.
Their reception looked really pretty.
Yeah. And hopefully they had a great deal for the Wednesday wedding. It was weird. Again, like Matt was talking about in his episode when like the brothers weren't going to come for it. Like
the brothers and the dad and the sister who's like, sorry, I can't get off work.
She didn't come?
No.
Holy shit.
He was like, she can't take off work.
Like, and then the producers aren't going to be like, fuck that. We'll fly him in.
I think there must just be like an understand either beef or they're not supportive of like the wedding or they don't want to be on camera. Like don't want to be on a TV show.
Yo, if you don't want to be on a TV
but
show,
also it's
go
like,
fuck
it's your
yourself.
Family. The brothers, can we talk about?
You guys are obsessed with them.
They are like, who are they? The one that got, are they? Part of the reason I feel like they weren't like invited off the bat is because they're slight liabilities.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Because
what's his
the
face?
One brother,
Billy. Blacked out. I could tell from speech one, he was blacked out.
Blackout Billy, who did a double speech.
Let me say something. Tom, it's pimp. He's not a pimp. Okay, that's wrong words, but yeah, that doing second speech, Tom, it's pimp. Told pimp in it.
He's like, this motherfucker right here. He's like gripping his Coors Light, just going off. Later on, it showed like Tom, like when they kind of are like, okay, it's party time, everyone. And then, like people are pouring shots and stuff. There was a cut to Tom, and like I think it was one of the triplets had his arm like wrapped around his neck, and you could tell he's just like talking his ear off, and Tom is kind of just like, get this guy away from me.
Was it you guys, or was it something else I heard, or was it even the show where it's like, look, anyone doing a wedding out there, the key to a wedding reception is mic control. You don't have a fucking mic on a stand and let anyone come up and talk because everyone's going to want to kill themselves.
Yeah.
It's the wedding planner holds the mic. They give it to the best man. He does a speech. You take it back. Give it to the like best woman or whatever.
Maid
of honor.
Wedding planner is supposed to do that?
You have to have someone. Maybe it's the DJ, but someone has mic control because everyone's got a few drinks in them or 12 if you're Billy.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be like, I want to say some shit. Hold on. Give me a shit, you know?
Interesting. That wasn't us that we weren't talking about that.
Okay. I don't know where I heard that, but I heard it recently. I was like, that's smart.
You're just a wedding expert, huh?
I hate him so much.
The taste level was not right at this wedding for me.
Even a good wedding's a bad wedding to me. Who gives a shit? Like,
I feel
like
unless
we could literally
you can
do so much more with that money.
$1 million on a wedding, it's going to be just like, ugh, like run of the mill. Who wants that? I don't like, the thing is, I'm not like a super huge, like, dream about the day I get married person.
Yeah. What's the nicest wedding you've ever been to?
I've been to like three weddings. The three weddings I went to were really nice.
I've been to Four Seasons Santa Barbara. I've been to the Bath and Tennis Club in Palm Beach, like, you know, next to where Donald Trump goes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't care. Like,
you're not wowed by, you're not like glammed out by
Jimmy
that.
Buffett played a wedding I was at.
Stop.
Yeah, he played two song set.
And you were like, this wedding's typical.
I don't want to be at a wedding.
But you have to like have some appreciation for like the taste level. No, you're not like feeling glamorous or like in like a chill like zone from the wedding. You're just like, whatever.
I don't know
this
why.
Looks cheap to me.
I don't know.
You just don't care.
No. Like it was like nice seafood buffet. And like, I just like think there's so much better stuff to be doing.
That's true. I mean, $50,000, I would rather just like have
$100,000. Like, that's what these weddings are costing these guys.
But I mean, Tom and Katie got a Wednesday special, so it was cheaper.
How much was theirs? Do you know?
50 grand. It was like 51,000.
Yeah.
Remember?
No, I actually didn't.
You didn't see that episode?
I probably did.
Exposed.
Wait, why do I have a huge note that says Rocky, all caps, Katie's bro, Rocky? Is he a big character? Or is that his only, like...
That's his only thing. She has two brothers, Rocky and Joey. And
was it just me, or was he super hot?
He was hot as shit.
They showed up, I was like, Rocky!
Yeah, no. But both her brothers were, like, pretty attractive. But Rocky was definitely, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Also, hiring Harvard Party.
Is that the yacht band?
That's the yacht rock band, Harvard
Where
Party.
Where do I know that name from? Or, like, that
know.
Band?
Well, Harvard is a school in Boston.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like... Did you know that band before the show?
No, they looked attractive.
Oh, I thought you like knew of the band.
No,
you're hiring this band.
No, it's funny to hire a band named Harvard Party, and have a Harvard Party and have a yacht rock band play your shit.
True, I would not have hired that band.
See, like this is what girls do, and you're doing what girls do.
What?
All fucking girls do. It's crazy because you guys are nuts. But I love it. I'll respect women to the day I die. But, like, you go to weddings to judge the wedding and think about in your head everything you would and would not do when you're just constantly trying to, like, flex and one-up on each other and, like, have the best taste out of every other girl. And, like, it's, like, for what end? Like, I don't, like...
No, I think it's for your... Like, when I think about it, when I think about, oh, this wedding was not my taste and I'm not into it, I'm thinking about just what I would like, not, like, what everyone else would like.
I got
you. I'm not like I want to do this to like impress other people. It's like I wouldn't want that band because I think that they sucked. And
I totally got you. I know, but girls constantly...
And like I wouldn't want the bouquet because it was like hard and made of plastic that was glued onto flowers.
Girls are like so competitive, and they're like, especially with taste stuff, because like I don't know, maybe it's biological or whatever, but they're always looking at other girls' tastes like, I don't know about that skirt, you know, like, and dudes.
Oh, come on. Like, you don't look at other guys like outfits and stuff. And you're like, you think that.
Not as much as like what they're doing with their lives. Like not to like try to flex on you.
Oh, I'd call bullshit on that.
No, like if some guy is like doing really well at 25 in like a field that I'm interested in or something like that, I'm like, how the fuck did he get there?
Yeah.
You know, and that's more important than like what he chooses to spend his money on. Is that how he got the money in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
I just call bullshit on this, like on the looking at like other people's life and life choices and like having judgment or wanting like something better.
If I'm jealous or if I don't like the guy, I might be like, oh, but he like wears shitty clothes, or like, oh, he drives a dumb car. Like, but ultimately what I'm really jealous of is like his success level compared to mine. Like that's the competitiveness that I have or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe what guys judge is like other guys' taste in women. And also like super strongly on sense of humor. Like that's a huge thing for me. But I will give women a huge compliment in that, like, you're way more elevated and woke in terms of guys, in terms of, like, choosing, like, mates that make sense or, like, partners that make sense. Mm-hmm. Because you don't start, or at least from what I've found, is that you don't start with, like, the physical. Or maybe like the physical isn't like as important as it is for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're crazy superficial in like how girls look, but girls are crazy superficial in how other girls look. But they don't give a shit what a guy looks like. They care that he's driven and motivated and successful, and that will make him attractive to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they see another girl, they really want her. They're going to start with like all the outside trappings.
You're not wrong in that.
I don't know.
Can we talk about trolling Shay when Lisa was like talking, when Lisa's like doing the wedding intros, and then there was like a cut to Shay when she was like talking about marriage as hard as like work and like partnership and stuff?
Was he at the ceremony?
He was at the ceremony, kind of like sitting there.
Did he wear a blazer and a t-shirt?
He might have, actually, now that you mention it.
It's probably the biggest sign that he's on drugs.
The only thing that would like enhance it is if he had a chain of some sort.
Shay, if you're listening, dude, I think that you just need to get in the program. I think Sheena wasn't supportive, but maybe that her leaving is like, I think alcoholics, addicts need to have consequences, and maybe that's a good thing for you to like get your shit together. Maybe you will get in the program and get with it, and you can. Alcoholism is a disease that can be treated like any other disease, and you can overcome, and we believe in you, and I think that you're going to do great. Just get in the program, work the steps, listen to Loveline, Dr. Drew.
Ask for help.
ask for help, you know, and look, it's not like, don't be ashamed of it. Like, just go get it treated and you're going to be good, but it's, you're going to have to want to do it. No one's going to make you change. Like, I recently lost a friend to alcoholism, and it's sad, and it could have been prevented, but she didn't want to change, and that was her choice, and eventually she died because of it. And that's the scary part, is that, like, this is a like, you know, a life-threatening disease. So we're rooting for you, man, and we love you.
We do.
We make light of this shit, you know, but, like, we
ultimately, I don't want anyone to die.
We don't want you to die, bro.
Yeah. No, we want you to thrive and survive and, like, go on to live your truth and achieve your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I got so heavy right there.
You got so heavy. I'm like, how do I bring this, like, back up? Because, like, anyways, all I wanted to do was shit on Shay's earrings, and now I feel really bad about that.
Yeah, dude, you're obviously on drugs because you've got crazy earrings on a dare.
I laughed out loud, and she's like, are those... did you pierce your ears? He's like, yeah, I did it on a dare. She goes, cool.
Did, wait, dare,
did
but
she
I kept
say
him.
Did she say cool? Or she was like, cool, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah,
and
it was so
awkward.
Weird. It was weird. It was a strange exchange. Like, clearly she has no idea about, like, alcoholism and, like I don't know. Like, because, again, like, how she treated it the entire time wasn't, like, getting an Al-Anon and, like, being supportive and, like, trying to figure out, like, how to get him to treatment or whatever. She mm-hmm. was just like, have a drink, like, stay around. You're like,
she's like, God, can you just, like, have fun for once in your life? And it's like, do you think, though, that he is for real alcoholic or drug addict? Like, he's really, like, on drugs and that's their big problem in their relationship? Or do you think it's, like, played up by her for drama?
No, I think there's definitely some substance abuse there.
Sad.
Yeah. And that shit, I mean, that shit happens. That could, like, and the crazy thing is, like, you could be 50 years old, hurt your knee, go into the doctor, get some Vicodin, and then
it changes everything.
Yeah. It'd be strung out in, like, 2 weeks and shit. Like, there is no conclusive evidence that opiates are a good, that opiates treat pain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but, like,
you're just, saying, like, medically?
Yeah, medically, like once they made pain, I wouldn't get too deep into Dr. Drew type shit.
Get deep.
Once they made pain, like, the fifth vital sign,
mm-hmm.
And you're like, what's your pain level? 1 to 10. And then, like, doctors have to treat pain, and then doctors get reports from the patients and how this doctor, like, treat you, and that's how they get, like, you know, more money from insurance and whatever.
Yeah,
that's that shit. It wasn't like the pharmaceutical companies, it was fucking doctors, and it was, like, the system in general that got everyone strung out. And I don't know if that's what Shay's into or not. It sounds like he's into a bunch
sounds
of
like he's now into, like, Adderall.
But there's, I don't know, that whole opiate addiction thing that turns into heroin is, like, super scary too.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Lisa said for richer or richer in the vows. She was like, do you take each other for richer or richer, not richer or poorer, which I thought was interesting.
I don't like Lisa Vanderpump.
You don't?
No, I told you this other episode too.
I think I, like, blacked it out. I must have, because
we'll probably get the show canceled, this podcast canceled, if I keep saying it.
Yeah, no, this podcast will not be canceled.
I would never be comfortable talking to her. I don't think
do you
she's
think
like,
she's like disingenuous?
Well, like, the second she got in the limo, she's like, thank God that's over, you know, like, yeah. But, like, that's kind of like, oh, sassy Lisa or whatever. And it's like, I know you think you're tight or whatever, but, like, you know, these guys are really helping your brand. And I understand that, like, you're helping them as well. But, and I understand, like, there's just, like, she's plays this role, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, like,
you're not buying what she's selling.
I don't even know what it is. I just think you don't click with everybody, and I just know that I just wouldn't be, like, stoked to be any part of her anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very weird.
Fair enough. Jax is now having, like, transformative moments on the dance floor. His dance moves have been on fire this season.
Jax is probably, like, when you talk about reality show characters, like, probably one of the best of all time.
He truly is.
Yeah.
And
what a champion.
He's, like, elevated even this season. Like, he gets better and better over time.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah. And he's like very wise this season, but also so dumb. And then he's just like feeling his body a lot, which makes me really happy to watch.
I like when you guys talked about him getting like becoming a pro wrestler with his body. Just getting like thick.
He's thickening up and getting like more hairless.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. How does that, why does that happen to guys, some guys?
I think it's shaving. I mean, I got a hairy chest and that's just how it's going to be. And like, it's not
well,
going to.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm talking about like the thickening and like it's just like guys, I feel like a lot of men don't necessarily get fat. They just like get thick.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's like he made this frame with like lifting and the frame got to a certain size and then like it just started filling out with like when he stopped lifting or
yeah.
like slowed
and it's
down.
It's not like
it.
He's like chubby, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like he's his tout is like pulled tight over this like
would you
muscle.
Hook up with Jax?
You know what? I actually think I'm like evolving out of a wanting to hook up with Jax place well, in my life, which is crazy to say because normally you would ask me that and I'd be like, fuck yes. And like
he got Stassi first, or did Peter get Stassi first?
Peter got Stassi first.
So he got Stassi, but he also got Kristen, and then he also got like
Rachel O'Brien.
Okay.
Brittany.
But who has the most, like, in terms of like who's had sex with the most people? Kristen
might. James has had sex with a lot of people too.
Really?
Yeah. James has had sex with Kristen. He's had sex with like Gigi, Ellie. He had sex with
Gigi, Lisa's daughter?
No, Gigi. Gigi, who's literally
who
came to his show to confront him about it. He had sex with Jenna, this other like redhead that kind of was on the show as like a peripheral friend of Kristen's.
Did he get Lala?
Yeah.
She's let him do it.
Like blackout sex.
I just fucking let him do it.
Yeah. And I was like,
Lala's my number one, but low-key, Sheena's my number two.
Wait, were you like turned on when Sheena walked into Lisa's house and looked like she was kind of wearing like a Yeezy season 3 look?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Sheena, like.
I was like, I'll bet Robesman loves this.
What's up, baby girl? If you're listening, honestly, hit me up. Instagram.com/Robesman. I would take care of you, girl.
Would you date Sheena? Yes or no?
Of course.
I love that.
But Lala.
Lala's your number one.
Oh my God. Hell yeah. Holy shit, Lala. Matt, when Matt was on his thing, he's like, yo, we, you know, or he told me, she's like, Stassi did a photo shoot and she was like naked. And I like instantly went, when you sent me the links, I was like, well, let's check it out. Yo, like, nice.
Yeah.
Stassi looking good.
Mm-hmm.
She thick, you know? What size are her boobs, you think?
I think they're like double D's.
Double D's, maybe not E, maybe. No. How tall is Stassi?
She got a breast reduction, so they were like bigger, but then she
so
reduced
sad
them.
Sad to hear.
They still are huge.
Love big naturals.
I forgot that you were a big naturals guy.
It's late. Big naturals. Yeah. Yeah, Stassi. I mean,
is Stassi your number three?
Kristen's got big naturals too, right?
Kristen has surprisingly big tits for how thin she is.
Yeah, Stassi's my number
three. I think that Kristen's are natural as well.
Hell yeah. Not a lot of fakies on there besides Lala. Kristen's number three.
Kristen.
Sorry. Stassi's number three.
Whoa, you almost blew my mind. Is Kristen your last on the list?
No, Katie's.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally.
I didn't even like think of her
as
being on a list.
It goes Lala, Sheena, Kristen, everybody else, the entire kitchen staff, Lisa.
Lala,
Ken.
Sheena, Kristen, you did it again.
Oh shit! Sorry, Stassi.
You secretly
Lala,
have
Sheena,
a huge
Stassi,
thing for Kristen.
Lala, Sheena, Stassi, all the B team servers, the entire kitchen staff, Lisa, Ken. No, actually, Ken, Lisa, then Katie. Throwing shade.
Harsh.
No, Katie's fine. She's not my
Guess
style.
Guess what? No, she's not.
She's not for everybody.
She's not for anybody. Katie and Schwartz hold the group together.
Who does your boy Craig chill with the most?
Katie.
Oh, boy. Dude, does he have them? I've never listened to his shit. He have them on his shit?
Yeah, I think. I don't look anymore.
Savage.
I looked at first and then I was like, you know what? Live and let live. I don't need it.
That's mature.
Yeah.
That's mature.
You know, I'm trying. I can't believe that I actually maybe would not fuck Jax at this point.
That's shady of you. I hate that about you.
Why? I think that says a lot about...
Give it up for the boy.
I think that says a lot about where I'm at.
It's fucked up that Lisa would ask the man who's getting married to be the face of a bar on his wedding night. I think.
Really? I thought that was a nice thing of her to do.
You're asking someone a pretty big business decision, and when they're the most drunk and they just made the biggest decision of their lives, ostensibly.
Oh, true.
Like, if you really think, if you really drill down into it, it's kind of, no, it's just like, yo, wait 2 days and do it one-on-one if you're serious.
She wanted to have a business conversation.
1 a.m. when a dude's biz. Drunk. It's weird. She could have, like, prepped
Lisa's
him.
Lisa's always wheeling and dealing. She didn't get this far by not bringing up huge life decisions at inconvenient times. When Jax spotted, like, when he finally got up to, like, the buffet table, and he just goes, he looks at, he goes, chicken marsala? He got so excited. Did you see that part?
Yeah, and then also, like, I felt like I was like, Peter made Stassi get Lisa a plate, mm-hmm. and Stassi did it. I was like, oh, what a good sport. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, she just realized this equals camera time. Like,
yeah.
This is getting in the show if she does it, you know? Yeah.
I'm not here for Stassi and, like, her fake ass. Like, she's trying so hard.
Yeah, she'll never... Do we already say she'll never be LC?
No, well, Matt said that Katie's LCing everyone.
But here's the deal is that, like, we care about LC.
Yeah.
We still care about LC. LC, like, had, like, the trauma and, like, all that shit. And, like, we rooted for LC. That's the problem with this show is that it's hard to root for some of these females because of some of the choices they make.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in it with LC. We were in it with Snooki.
I root for Sandoval hard. And I root for Ariana.
Yeah, I hope they come out strong. But it's, like, it's hard to root for Ariana when Sandoval's crying, saying, I want to procreate with you, baby girl. And she's like, I will never marry you. Or she's like, they cut during the confessional. She's like, I'm not going to break his heart right there. But obviously, I'm not getting married, you know?
But I also, I just, like, really, this is, like, put Sandoval the front and foremost. Like, he is front runner, like, the one that I root for the most.
Sando. Yeah, he could be the success story of this show.
Mm-hmm.
The bar's going to be called Tom, we know.
Or Tom.
Other guy's not coming with.
You don't think he's doing it?
No, I'm just saying, like we care about Sandoval. Like,
but you don't think Tom Schwartz has what it takes to, like,
he'll, like,
get
show
the
up
next...
to, like, one day of his own bar and then, like, be like, ah,
I was really
lay on the
shocked
couch with the dog.
That, like, Lisa even asked him to do anything. I was like, do you not remember this person, like, walked into your office, like, trying to just be the face of...
Why not Tom Jax or Jax Tom and have Jax be the face?
Yeah, like, I don't get the involvement of Tom Schwartz. Like, that seems like a bad business decision.
Yeah, I think that if I walked into a bar or restaurant and Jax was the greeter, I'd be like, holy shit, dude, it's an honor to fucking meet you. Can I just say I'm a huge fan of your work, and anywhere you want to seat me is great. I'll start with 2 spicy margs. I know you don't know how to make them, but obviously, please have someone who knows how to make them for me.
Yeah, can you, like, order my drinks from the bartender?
When we were at Coachella last year, maybe last year, we saw motherfucking one of the guys from Million Dollar Listing, L.A., the guy with the grandma. What's his name?
Oh, my God. Josh.
Josh. But there's 2 Joshes. There's Josh Flagg, and then there's Josh.
You saw Josh Flagg.
We saw Josh Flagg. And me and Matt were like, fuck it, we're going. We don't go to anybody. We're like, hey, man, what's up? It's really great to meet you. We love the show.
No.
And we love your work. You know, like, we had to just fan out on him. Oh, man, thanks, guys, you know. But, like, some of those guys, like, Jax is one of those guys that where it's like, I think that, because also, like, he would probably think he's really tight when you do that, like, and it'd be funnier, even funnier, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And it would just be great to have him greeting at a restaurant or a bar.
Yeah. It's always a good day when you see Jack.
Yeah, and then Sandoval would, like, come around and, like, be, like, real sincere and, like, start tearing up about the chicken marsala you had.
Sandoval's gonna really care about you and, like, how your experience is, and he's gonna go out of his way to make sure you have the best time possible.
And then he'll make you, like, great extra shots or whatever.
Yeah, he'll make you a great cocktail. And then Jack's like, he'll give you, like, a line, probably, if you wanted it.
Line of what?
Of coke.
Yo, you guys heard it here first. This girl does cocaine.
I don't do coke, actually.
When she had to throw on the actually, that's a, you know, it's a lie.
That's not a lie. Sheena and Shay's talk at the end was shot really weird.
Well, it's forced. They both didn't want to do it, and they kind of was like, producers like, you guys got to have a talk about what's going on. And I'm sure
it also like looked, it was like shot like a porn, kind of like the beginning of a porn. I think that might just be how their apartment looks, is very like,
yeah,
it's like a porn apartment.
He just threw a bunch of t-shirts into a sparkly purple suitcase and bounced.
He like left other clothes there.
Yeah, he just needs 5 t-shirts.
Where is he going?
To the stew. Duh.
Back to the studio. He's like, you know why I love the studio? You know I'm at the studio so much? It's the place where I really love to be.
Yeah, he's like, maybe you get that someday.
That was
damn
harsh.
Roasted her. Anyways, Shay, I believe you can get treatment. And then Sheena also hit me up. Could you imagine I walk in with Sheena one day?
I would die. If like Daily Mail did a story and it was like, Sheena's new man.
Robes man.
I'd be like, he made it.
Shit. It's rough.
She's not single now. She is a man. But who's to say that's like, you know, who's to say where that goes?
The fuck up. Stop. Wait, you think? You know,
yeah.
One of those. No, what? Shut up, guys. Wait, really?
Come on. Her style is evolving, and I think that you guys could like mesh well stylistically. That big sweatshirt with the boots, I was like, seems very like on your merch level.
Yeah. I don't know. The only way to do it, obviously, is to get introduced naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that natural intro.
I don't know. Something
about the natural intro.
Do you think your life would ever cross over with hers in a way where you'd get a natural intro?
Maybe. I'm never going to say never, mm-hmm. Justin Bieber, 2009. But, like, the problem with LA social media, TV, Hollywood is just power dynamics and who feels what.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, when you do meet someone new, the best thing to do is act like you know nothing about them, because if we were back in 1985, you probably should know nothing about them because you didn't have any social media or TV. Unless they're an actual movie star, then maybe it was okay to be like, hey, I recognize you in some of the motion pictures that are out. So that's the shitty part, is that like for the most part, by putting out something in the universe that you do know something about somebody or whatever, they think you have pre-existing notions of them,
mm-hmm.
and then automatically they're on a higher level than you because you think about them, they don't think about you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just a fan, you're not a contender, you know?
I know. I hate that.
I hate it too, but it's literally part, it's like the same thing, like someone being like, I hate how we have to like go to like 5 or 6 dinners before we have sex. Why can't we just cut to it? And it's like, because that's not how it shit is.
Yeah,
that's just not how shit is. And it's just like wired into people or whatever. Like if someone came up to you and they were like, oh my God, I fucking love the podcast or whatever. Like, it's just different. It just automatically,
like,
is different.
Chill.
I know, but like after like 85 of those or like 200 of those, all of a sudden like, it's another one like that.
Guess what? It never gets old to me.
Not that never gets old, but like it's just you. It's always because a lot of those interactions, those people will be those people who lack chill.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't just do it to you. They do it to everybody. And is that the kind of person that you want to be paired up with? Well, is that the kind of person you want to be paired up with? Someone who just like goes up and fans out on people?
Not that kind of person.
Right. And so that's like,
but that's not like who you are. That's not who I am.
Right. I'm the guy who like has to meet somebody and like fake like I don't know them, even though maybe I know them. Or
would you fake like you don't know Sheena if you met her somewhere?
No, because I only will fake like I don't know them if I really think this can be a valuable long-term possible either business or personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I will like really like act, you know, very natural and normal on that shit. But if it's like, yo, this is a hilarious reality star, I only have this one shot to say some shit.
Yeah.
Then I might go say some shit just for the story or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it never turns out how you want it to, or it never turns out like anything.
Yeah.
Going up to people is always just trash. Like, you should literally just stay in your house and not go out. Interacting with humans, crazy. It's
overrated.
Bullshit. Get online, put up some content, go to sleep, whatever.
Vlog it and engage.
Vlog it and forget it.
In the comment section.
The comment section is what we live for.
Yeah.
If you guys like and subscribe, hit a comment.
Robesman across all platforms.
Robesman LA on Facebook, because some guy, Rob Esman, has my shit.
LA.
But yeah, Robesman Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. What else is there? Vine's dead.
Vine's dead, RIP.
Tumblr. Oh, YouTube, Rubsman.
Oh, yeah. Any more thoughts? What, do we cover all your notes? I feel like we didn't.
Yeah, no, that was all my notes.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, I really want to say thank you for doing this. Thanks for coming to my place and doing it. It's really nice of you.
Of course.
Everyone out there, like and subscribe. I got nothing else.
All right. Bye.
See ya.